Okay. We had a meeting open at 1:15. Did Sunny come along?
He didn't. He said he couldn't make it, didn't he?
He said he's going to try to.
Not yet, Mr. Chairman.
No. Righto. Announcement of visitors, Sean?
No, he's staff member.
Staff member, yeah. Record of attendance, all here except councillor Sadia and got a emergency family issue. Said he was going to try and make it, but I don't think he will. Where's Christy?
She's joining online soon.
Oh, right. Okay. Response to previous public questions taken on notice, Neil. Public question time, we have one from Roy.
One question, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Parford says, this is not the first time I ask a question while being absent, and that is because the council meeting is held on the same day as the men's is bus schedule. I may be the driver, in fact, yes. My question is the same as it was last year. The answer I received with regard to the bus stop shelter was that it is in the budget. Well, if that was the case, why hasn't the bus stop shelters, being provided? Mr. Chairman, I think there was an answer somewhere.
Here, because we're waiting for him to get back.
I just wanted to get this all over and done with.
Have you got the answer? Yeah, or did you give it? I thought we had it. Maureen?
I did see something up here.
Oh, in any case, Mr. Chairman, we just don't seem to be able to find the typed answer. The answer, though, Mr. Chairman, is that yes, there is an amount budgeted, I think $80,000.
Sounds right.
For a bus shelter.
How much?
$80,000.
You've got to be kidding me. He can stand out in the sun for 7 hours, like he did last time when the shop was open next door.
This is the budget that was adopted by the council by an absolute majority, I think.
I can't remember that.
Well, it is in there. Thank you, Maureen.
So we're getting an air condition, so donga put there or something.
I have spoken to Sean about the bus shelter. He's busy at the moment looking at various designs.
Yeah.
I've said in the answer, funds are available in the current budget, and the community development manager and I have discussed designs and have been seeking prices for the bus shelter. There is every likelihood that the bus shelter will be constructed and placed on site this financial year, but this depends on the final design and availability.
So, RC...
Thanks, Maureen.
Architects from Dubai are coming in, are they?
Well, if you've ever been to the town of Mount Barker and ever had a look at the public toilets, they're in the shape of a water tank. And you wouldn't believe me if I told you how much the architect is buying for that cost, and not one person in town liked it.
Can't you just buy
a shelter?
Yeah, well, that's what Sean's looking at, ready-made shelter.
Just buy a mold of shelves.
Bolted to the...
We might have to put a tile in or something like that, or some concrete.
Because we'll have to get someone to come in and ask about the $80,000 shelter, like Roy comes in whinging about cost of everything.
Yeah. Why did you put an $80,000 shelter? Your prices were in the 60,000 vicinity, I think.
I think that was the most expensive.
Yeah.
And then I looked around. I looked around and they were cheaper.
Yeah.
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 Was it a
worthwhile? Yeah.
I don't mind saying.
Put it out for quote and I'll do it for $79.99.
We've got a carpenter capable. Do that. You know, like, it's only three walls, a bench and a roof.
That's it.
Mm. Yeah. And we're not in Claremont where they have rotating advertisements and lights and all that sort of thing.
Oh, you can have it paused.
Oh, yeah.
That'll pay for it.
Well, you could. You might be pleased to know that when I was the CEO of the town of Claremont, I negotiated the first contract for advertising, where the council didn't have to pay for the advertising.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah. So, Mr. Chairman, that's it.
No worries.
The question is asked and answered.
Yep.
That'll be recorded in a minute. I'll talk to Mrs. Parker at some stage. I don't even need to write in a letter. A question taken on notice.
All good. Okay, application for leave of absence, Mr. Councillor Andrew Tucker, from 20th February to 21st of May, previously approved. Two disclosures of interest, one from Christie and one from the CEO, acting CEO, Rob Stewart. Eight, notice of items to be discussed behind closed doors, appointment. Item 16.1, appointment of acting temporary CEO. 9, confirmations of receival of minutes. Confirmation of minutes. Can I have a movement? Christy Tucker. Seconder. Sue. Councillor Sue Wesley. Those, all those in favour? Carried. Ten, deputations, presentations, petitions, nil. 11, announcement of presiding member without discussions. President's report, table. 12, reports of committees, nil. 13.1, finance reports. 13.11. That the statement of financial activity for the period end of 31st of March 2026 as attached be received. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christy Tucker. Seconder. Councillor Ian Baird. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour? Carried. List of monthly payments, March 2026. Officer's recommendation, you've all read that. Can I have a mover? Councillor Gilroy, and seconded by Councillor Christie. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour? Carried. 13.1.3. Rates write-off. The officer's recommendation that in accordance with section 6.121C of the Local Government Act 1995, outstanding rates and penalty interest on assessment A1926 totaling $1,569.45 be written off. Can I have a mover? Councillor Gil Dewar and Councillor Ian Baird. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour? Carried. 13.2, administration reports. 13.2.1, delegations annual review. And you've read the recommendations. You should know all that by heart. And can I have a mover? Councillor Jewell, seconder. Councillor Sue. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour. Carried. Yeah.
Oh, that's a smoker's cop, isn't that?
That's it. That's
it. No. Oh. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Put your mask
on. Yeah. Alright. 13.2.2, local emergency management committee. Officer's recommendation. Can I have a mover? Councillor Jewell and seconded by Councillor Christie. Those wish to speak for, those wish to speak against, all those in favour? Carry. 13.2.3, Goldfields GVR off. The officer's recommendation. So can I have a mover? Councillor Jewell, seconder. Councillor Christie, those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour, carry. Just one thing about that. And Billy Andrew. It looks like they're going. So Leonora, Menzies should be after Calgary, not down the bottom.
Oh, I'm perfectly happy to raise that.
Yeah, that'd be good. Mm-hmm. 13.2.4, policy review, volunteer code of conduct. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christie Tucker. Seconder, Councillor Jewell. All the, those want to speak for, those want to speak against, all those in favour? Motions of which previous notice has been given, nil. New business of an urgent nature, nil. 16, behind closed doors. So can I have a mover to close the door? Councillor Jewell. And Councillor Ian. All those in favour? Okay. Okay, can you remove yourself?
Yep.